We want to spend a few more minutes now on that controversial bathroom law that's gotten so much attention in North Carolina, or HB2. The new law limits civil rights protections for LGBT people. So far, it's cost North Carolina hundreds of expected new jobs and potentially millions of dollars in new investment, not to mention widespread negative publicity. Amid the backlash, however, nearly half the people in North Carolina say they support at least parts of the new law. WFDD's Emily McCord reports from the rural town of Faith.
Thank you, John Boy.
The barbershop Hairport is one of a handful of businesses on this small road that makes up the town of Faith, population 800. This shop has been here for about 50 years, and besides a new coat of paint, not much has changed. The old seats still have ashtrays nestled in the armrests. Cosmetologist Crystal Creighton knows pretty much everyone in Faith, a town that has no stoplights and three churches.
They're just really good people. I mean, you feel like you've been taken back 20 years when you come here.
Creighton says it's not her place to judge others. That's for God to decide. She's not bothered by the idea of transgender people using the same bathroom as she does, but she says many of the folks in her town are confused.
A lot of people get transgender people mixed up with pedophiles and rapists and all that. That's not what a transgender person is. A transgender person is just someone who made a change in their life to be happy with who they want to be. You know, they found themselves.
This town isn't far from Charlotte, the city that first passed the ordinance to add LGBT protections. When Governor Pat McCrory signed House Bill 2 into law, stripping Charlotte and other cities of their authority to pass anti-discrimination measures, the backlash was swift and strong. Opponents say, "This is not us." Next door at the popular lunch spot, called simply enough the Soda Shop, Faith resident Katie Funderburk says the real North Carolina is in places like this.
I mean, you have some bigger cities that are very open to gay rights, and, you know, that's their thing. But when you get to the heart of the South in North Carolina, I think that you have a lot more strong Christian values, and the people side with Pat McCrory on this and feel strongly about this bill and it being passed.
The state is deeply divided over HB2, and it can be tricky to gauge how people feel. It's a wide-ranging law with many different parts. According to a poll from Elon University, when it comes to the bathroom provision, 49% of residents say they want the state to stop cities from enacting their own protections.
North Carolina could be viewed as two states within one.
Bill Ferris is a Southern culture professor at the University of North Carolina. He says all across the country, there's an ideological split.
That is the kind of crossroads we're facing. Are we going to move with a vision of progressive leadership, or are we going to move in another direction that will have severe economic consequences?
Already, tech giant PayPal stopped plans to create 400 jobs in North Carolina. Deutsche Bank scrapped its expansion plans.
You don't want to come to North Carolina, don't come. Go someplace else. Happy the way it is, leave North Carolina alone.
Karen Richardson is getting her hair colored at the barbershop. She says big cities and the federal government are forcing changes that aren't needed.
They're trying to push it down our throat. Just let it be. It was fine before. Why all of a sudden is it a big deal? Why?
She looks at her 2-month-old granddaughter who sits nearby. Richardson's worried about her future. But right now, the future is in the hands of the courts. For NPR News, I'm Emily McCord in Faith, North Carolina.